Democratic congressional candidate Dan Maffei used the almost-empty former New Process Gear Factory in East Syracuse as a backdrop while calling for policies he says would bring more manufacturing jobs back to central New York. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Maffei says NAFTA-like trade agreements are one reason the sprawling complex that once employed hundreds of central New Yorkers is now idle.
Maffei believes the problem with the recent free trade agreements with Korea, Panama, and Colombia, and supported by his opponent in the race for the 24th Congressional District, Republican Ann Marie Berkel, is that they create unfair competition for U.S. companies.
Our workers can compete with anyone in the world if it's a fair playing field. That's not what we have with today's trade agreements.
Maffei also criticizes Berkel's vote last year against worker assistance programs meant to help former employees who lose their jobs due to unfair trade. Former New Process employee John O'Hara says ex-workers really need that help.
We need people to get trained and to get back in the workforce because we love this community and we're willing to do anything to stay here.
Maffei says the answer to bringing manufacturing back to central New York is to end these NAFTA-style agreements and tax loopholes for companies that ship jobs overseas and support more job retraining programs. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.